Wow, James, what a theme song that is, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Let's listen to it again.
Yes, let's.
Wow, James, what an incredible theme song. Do you know who made that theme song?
Who made that awesome theme song?
I don't know. Let's listen to it again and see if it if we can tell. Yeah, I couldn't tell. Anyway, welcome to the Disney College Podcast. My name is Bradley. I am one of the hosts of this show. There is another host of the show on here as well. His name is James.
Yes, that is me. I am James.
And today we also have a kind of returning guest. We have Nick Cherry, a former roommate of ours.
Let's listen to that theme song again.
You want to hear the theme song again?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Let's play it two more times in a row just for good measure.
Yeah, double time.
All good podcasts play their theme song six times before they get to the topic.
Yeah. If this is anyone's first week, all we talk about is random stuff like this and playing the theme song like 12 times, Jason Aldean, and poop jokes, which we have not done this season. Nick, do you have a poop joke that you can tell the world?
No, not off the top of my head. I did prep work for the topic, not for anything. But I'm sure James will have one as we go on. He always does.
Yeah, James, how have your bowel movements been?
Pretty normal, actually. I'm feeling pretty good.
What have you changed?
Nothing. I have changed something. You want to know what it is?
Sure.
I drink about 5 cups of milk each day.
I don't think that's normal.
All right, guys, it's been a lot of fun being on the podcast. I'm going to head on out.
three minutes in.
James scared me away like a rabid dog. Except instead of foam, it's milk.
Well, today we're going to be talking about the thing that we usually talk about, Disney, hence the Disney College Podcast. Oh, wait, Nick, you're actually the first ever guest on Disney College Podcast instead of D College Podcast. And
I'm not a returning guest then. This is the first time.
Well, technically it's season two, so you were in season one when it had a different name, but you're also the first guest of season two.
Okay, so it's like that American Horror Story where like it's loosely connected seasons with the same cast.
Yeah, like we retired a lot of jokes last season.
Okay,
so it is kind of like that where like anything could happen. Like this show tomorrow could just become like a music podcast with the same name, for all I know.
Do you mean like about music or like you guys will sing instead of talking?
Both. It could just become a musical, like we become the Disney princesses and we sing for like an hour straight.
What Disney princess would you be, James?
I'd probably be Aurora because I sleep a lot.
I see that, kind of.
Okay. What about you, Brad?
I don't know. That's a good question. I would be Princess Bradley.
Beautiful.
Who would you be, Nick?
Oh man, I knew this was gonna come back around or something. I don't know. I think who I'd wanna be and who I'd be would be two different people. I don't know. I'd probably end up being like I'd wanna be a princess. I'd probably end up being like one of the animal sidekicks, just kind of there.
Oh, that would be cool. I want to be the tiger from Aladdin. Actually, I feel like bad things happened to him. I don't want to be him anymore. So as you can probably tell from the title, each of us have picked 3 rides from Walt Disney World in Florida, because personally, that's the only one I've ever been to. So I have no experience with Disneyland. But we're going to go, like all our lists, we're going to go from 3 to 1. One rule is say I say something, and it's on your list further down, you can say that it's on your list at some point, but don't say which number it is so that we can keep us all in suspense.
Oh, I thought you were going to say we have to change. You have to pick a different ride.
Yeah, can you imagine that? Just on the spot.
Short form improv podcast.
Yeah, which this could be interesting because I was talking to Emmy before this. And for those who don't know who Emmy is, she hosts the sideshow on this feed called Sleepy Time. And she's been on the show a few times. I realized that I had probably not been on half the rides at Disney World. So, like, looking at the list, I have not been on Rock and Roller Coaster. I've not been on Tower of Terror. Toy Story Land was not open when I was there. And even when it was, Toy Story Mania, I did not go on just because the line was too long. I did not go on Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railroad, any of Star Wars Land, Space Mountain, Splash Mountain, and Mount Everest or Pandora.
So you've been on, like, the train.
Yes. Yeah. Wait till you hear my list. It's pretty underwhelming. Even though in the description of this episode, it says that this is the definitive list. So
the definitive list if you've been on three rides. The top exactly. three rides.
So let's start it off. James, number three.
So my number three pick was Star Tours.
Yeah, that makes sense. The Star Wars aspect of it. I feel like yours is all going to be Galaxy's Edge.
You might be right about that.
So what do you like about Star Tours? Because it scares the crap out of me.
I just like it. I mean, this is going to sound weird, but even though it's like tossing and turning you all over the place, I find it to be very relaxing. You know, I really love simulator rides, and it's just fun sightseeing across the galaxy.
I don't know if I agree with you.
James, I mean, this has come from the guy whose favorite Disney movie was the last three episodes of a TV show. So,
and then when he was called out on it, it was now. Then he had in number three Cars 2 and number one Cars 2. So,
yeah, the like pretty obviously the worst Cars. Like they were going for it, but they missed the mark. Oh, James,
I don't know what you mean. It's like it's a definitive James. Favorite. It's on our list.
James. Doesn't that movie open up with a car getting tortured?
Does it actually?
I could be wrong, so but long. I heard that.
Well, one dies, and then then one gets tortured later on. But
how does
yeah.
it die? Does it just run out of gas?
It drowns, and then its wheels float up to the surface in the ocean.
Oh, wow.
And that also brings up a couple... The movie brings up like the most existential thing, because there's a car that... you can see inside of its body, and then also they have wasabi, meaning they have food. Does that mean that gasoline's their food, or is it their blood? Because like oil would be their blood, so what's gasoline? Is that like their drinking stuff? Why would they even have ice cream? He said ice cream, so they have ice cream, meaning they have milk. What cars make milk, or is it made out of oil drippings from like the cows they tip? It's very confusing.
Well, dang, this has opened up a huge can of worms.
Well, you heard the controversial one, right? That was, I think there was a scene in New York and the Twin Towers aren't there. So there was a Cars 9/11.
Oh, we're not gonna make any jokes about it. We're gonna move
oh, no,
on.
No jokes. I'm just saying. There no. apparently was.
And like, it's weird because there's a car pope. So that means there's Catholicism. And there was a car Jesus. What kind of car was Jesus?
How did they like nail him?
Maybe they put him on blocks.
Oh,
like how, you know, whenever you see a car just on blocks on the side of the road, that's a dark joke. I apologize to any of our religious listeners or your religious listeners, but like it's cars. So don't take it too seriously.
Well, James, why Star Tours out of every other ride in Galaxy's Edge?
Well, technically, it's not even in Galaxy's Edge. It's just in Studios, but I don't know. It's just so iconic. It was one of the first Disney rides that I went on because our first family trip we went on, we went to Studios first.
And James loves the gentle feeling of going inside a military-grade simulator and being shaken around. That just brings James could curl up with a nice book and a glass of milk and just hang out in Star Tours.
Oh, I mean, yeah, especially the one on Hoth, you know, where they drop you off the side of the cliff. That's a real, like, you know,
I mean,
to walk on the beach.
I think every time that we've been on it, James has had to disappear and use the bathroom after. So maybe it just clears, it just clears way in his stomach.
Oh, see, I went, my mind went a different direction with that. But also, James, I'm sorry, but I'm on Brad's side here too, because the current Star Tours isn't even the good version of Star Tours.
That is true. I can agree with you there. They've really, because they've updated everything, so it's like the quality is a bit has gone down.
Well, I liked it when it was Rex. I liked Pee-wee Herman voiced Rex on his first day. I liked him.
I never went on that version.
I think I did when I was little, and then I watched a ride through, and it's just fun. Something about Paul Rubens' voice is just so soothing. Oh, well, maybe I agree with you, James, if this was like the 90s version, but I can't get on board.
It's funny you bring him up too, because he's now the DJ at the cantina at Galaxy's Edge.
Oh, no, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
Like actual him?
Yeah, DJ Rex. He's at
not Paul Rubens. Pee Wee Herman himself is not there hanging out.
Oh, okay. I thought it was actual.
Yeah,
Pee-wee
no,
Herman.
Not Pee Wee Herman.
Let's move on, Nick. What is your number three?
My number three is a ride that Brad's never been on, but it is Expedition Everest. I think that this ride is one of the best that Disney has to offer, and it edged out Flight of Passage for my top Animal Kingdom ride, just because, first of all, the ride building adds so much, or the ride structure adds so much to the skyline of the park. It's really striking. The line itself is so meticulously built, and they have all the different artifacts that they went or recreated. And the ride itself is just a ton of fun. I know that the Yeti technically doesn't work anymore, but you don't really even realize that whenever you're on the ride, because it seems like he's going to rip your head off, and it goes backwards in the dark, and it's just, it's a lot of fun, and it's like the best thrill ride, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. That's what I've heard. I've personally never been on it. I don't remember. James, did you go on that?
No, I've never been on that.
I thought you did. I thought when we went to Animal Kingdom, you did.
Did I? No. I don't think I did.
Probably not. You were too afraid to go on Dinosaur when we were there, although it was your favorite ride. So.
Nope. James was afraid to go on Frozen Ever After.
Yeah. But then he says, Star Tours soothes me.
Well, it's because he's not actually moving in Star Tours. He's just sitting in a box that's shaking.
I'm pretty sure he was nervous. You know that drop in Frozen Ever After?
Mm-hmm.
When, like, Elsa waves you down? And yep. I'm pretty sure he was nervous about that the whole time. But it was the most, like, low-key drop. Pirates of the Caribbean is scarier than that.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, definitely.
There's no handlebars, and James is freaking out.
I think it's because, you know, when we went in earlier years, because when it was Maelstrom, like that's terrifying.
Oh yeah, we talked about that last week. Maelstrom is freaking horrifying.
Yeah, that ride's intense. It's but Frozen is not.
Well, I think because it uses the same track from what I remember, so I can see why James was like kind of nervous, but at the same time, James, they're not going to make a Frozen ride that instantly turns dark and into whatever it was called, the one that with the M.
Elsa.
That the swamp creature that drags you into the swamp. It's just a snowman that, you know, drops a snowball on you or something. I don't know.
The animatronics in that ride are great, specifically the Olaf one that skates.
Oh yeah.
The Elsa and Anna ones are fine. I think sometimes that their faces don't really match their bodies, like because of the projection stuff, but still it's a fun ride.
Oh, I do have to confirm. So last week I mentioned on the show that former guest Connor said that after he was shutting down Mine Train at night, that they leave like the faces on, and occasionally like they'd have to walk up and like see them at night. He confirmed that with me and said that they sometimes blink throughout the night. So my number three is the most thrilling ride in all of Tomorrowland. Any guesses?
Is it the Carousel of Progress?
Yes, it is. Oh. Despite it kind of being a show, it is indeed the Carousel of Progress, because where else can you get 20 minutes of uninterrupted turning in a building while you watch a show that you barely pay attention to because you're cooling down from how hot it is outside? What a great reason.
I mean, I love that show, so I'm on board.
Yeah, the song, 10 out of 10. The animatronics, like, I'd give it an 11 out of 10. Because, you know, they predicted the future so accurately.
Oh, yeah. John's so iconic.
But my favorite thing to do is one of my first dates with Emmy, and whenever two of my friends, Chris and Goody, came down, I dragged them on this ride, and they had no idea what it was. And they're like, wait, this thing moves? And I was like, yes. Yes, it does. And then the announcer was on there being like, all right, this is 20 minutes. And each time everybody looked at me, I was like, 20 minutes? And they were in the ride of their lives.
I can't wait to see what your number one and two are.
Oh, they're... So, Nick, what's your number two?
So I struggled a lot with my number two. I chose between a couple things, but although I understand that the theming is a little problematic at times. Well, no, not at times. It's a little problematic, and it's being updated. And you know, I'm all for the new update, but I think Splash Mountain is my number two, just because I love a ride that has a lot of animatronics, and it edged out Pirates of the Caribbean because I heard it's a better Pirates out in California. I've never been, but it has, you know, the couple different drops. It has different set pieces all enclosed. Again, it has that cool structure that looks awesome. And it's just a really fun ride. I'm really excited to see what they do with the Princess and the Frog new theming. So that's my number two. It'll probably stay number two, even with the Princess and the Frog, just because it's less about what the theme is and more about just like the exterior, the ride structure, and a lot of robots.
Yeah, that's always been one that I have actually because with some of the roller coasters, I've just been too terrified to go on. But that's one, except for when I was a little kid due to a ride at SeaWorld I went on that freaked me out. And then I didn't want to ride that one. I've always been wanting to go on Splash Mountain. It just never works because either it's down when I get there or the line's just massive and I don't want to deal with it. But one of these days I'll get it on it, whether it's that or the Princess and the Frog.
Yeah, it's just fun. It has the drops. And then I still think back every time I think about it. I rode with past guests, Brandon of the Blue Bloods podcast and of Connor of No Highway Option podcast. Give those both a listen. And we got put the three of us with just a child whose dad didn't want to ride. And we just made a big group photo, and it was a lot of fun. So I still think about that. It's just a fun ride. It's like pretty thrilling, but not like pee your pants thrilling.
Yeah, it seems like it's more of like a, you know how like Mine Train isn't very thrilling, but at the same time it's cool.
Yeah,
it seems like the next step up from Mine Train in order to get kids to want to go on like the more, not intense per se, but like the more thrilling rides.
Yeah, I mean it's a lot of fun. You don't get as wet as you know, just down the road at Universal Studios, they have a ride called Dudley Do Right's Ripsaw Falls, which I love so much. But it's like a parody of this ride, and it's not, the animatronics are not as wet good, but, and it's that ride, you get soaked. Like, they should provide a change of clothes after you get off that ride, because anything you had, it just soaked.
I'm so excited to go on that someday because, one, I've never been to Universal. And I am so hyped for that one because of how much it's been hyped up at this point.
You're going to be disappointed. I mean, it's absolutely not great. But when we would go, you know, we lived there, you know, we moved in at the end of January. So we'd go early, mid-February. It's 65, 70 degrees. To people down there, that's really cold. But, you know, I'm from Pennsylvania. So for me, that's super warm. So I would, and it'd be no wait. So we would get on, you know, Brandon, Connor, and I, and Austin sometimes, who, we got to get Austin on the podcast eventually. Someday. Who knows where he's at. But we would just go and just walk right back on. Like, there was no line. And then once it started being closer to spring break, there'd be a line. And I'd say, I don't need to ride it.
Yeah, I feel that too, because I remember moving down. When I left the Boston area, it was like -2 or -6. And I got down there and it was like 45 the first weekend, or like 55 or something. and everybody's walking around in coats, and I'm walking around in like t-shirt and shorts. And then I did that at like work for the longest time too.
Yeah, it's nuts too, because, you know, I remember there was a day that like the water parks closed because it was 60. I'm like, this is perfect water park weather. What are you talking about? And Brandon, who's from, well, let's just say Louisiana now, but from the South, he was just like, it's pretty cold. I was like, what is happening to the world?
James, when we were moving down, because I remember James used to live here and then he moved closer to Florida. But I remember he kept saying, I don't know if I want to do the program because it's going to be cold. And I was like, you live in North Carolina. It's going to be the same weather there that it is there for the most part. And he just kept saying, it's going to be cold.
It was kind of cold, you know. It was like 5 degrees warmer than it was in North Carolina, but it was pretty cold.
Have you guys talked about James's hamburger helper on the podcast?
The one with the turkey?
Or just the fact that he would make homemade hamburger helper and dip all the time?
And then
we have not, but
and then just not clean it. Yeah, listeners, James would just make a bunch of food and then just leave the pots out and then lie about who used the pots. Like, I don't know who did it. And then like a week would go by, one of us would eventually clean it and be like, oh, that was me. Sorry, guys.
I don't even think he'd say sorry. He was just like, yeah, that was me. But he'd be pissed about sorry. It.
He'd say sorry after like the time you kicked him in the ribs.
That did happen.
It was a warranted, listener. Brad's not mean. It was funny. It was really funny.
I mean, I was laughing the whole time during it, so
yeah, he was.
If that's any consolation.
It was James's first ever Four Loko.
You chugged half of it and then were sick.
Hopefully he never has another Four Loko.
Well, when it's safe to see everybody and we all get together, that's the first thing we're drinking.
Oh god.
So we used to get together because Four Lokos are like $2 and awful. And we would just pick out like random colors. You don't go based on taste because it's not going to taste good. We just go based on colors. So I picked blue once. And I think mine tasted like blue candy and antifreeze. And Brandon had black and it just tasted like mystery color.
Yeah.
I think you had gold.
Yeah, probably. My favorite alcohol down there, though, was Box of Fireball.
Yeah, you used to have this come in. Brad would have his box of Fireball set up next to him, just pour it out into a cup with apple juice, right?
Oh yeah, that's how you do it.
And then Flamin' Hot Cheetos. I was like, oh, so your taste buds are just singed off at this point.
Yeah, looking back now, I don't think I could ever do that now with the Flamin' Hot Cheetos every day.
But I also really like James would come in after work and usually got back after we got back, and you never had to guess if James had a good or bad day, because James would come in and you could tell immediately, because he'd either be like and like walk into his room like, oh, what happened at work, James? Or he'd come in with like the poutiest face and be like, hey, James. Like, hey. And then he'd sit down and like be quiet for a little bit, and he'd just go, huh. And we go, what's wrong, James? He goes, I don't want to talk about it. I'm like, okay. And then he'd go, oh. And he'd be like, James, what's wrong? And he'd be like, well, today at work, I gave a guy some beer, and I thought it wasn't a big deal, and now I'm probably going to get fired. And the next day, he's like, oh, I got promoted instead.
I remember that. I'm like, how am I going to find a different room? Like, it came to the point where I'm like, I'm going to have to find someone new. And then he got promoted, so...
Failing upward, the James Tarazi story.
James, can you give us insight about how you consistently got promoted?
I don't know. I just kept messing up. And, you know, they're like, that took initiative. You did a good job messing up.
My favorite was the day he came in. He goes, guys. I'm like, what? He goes, I got a new nickname today. Okay, what is it? Poutine Daddy.
Oh, my God.
Which our reaction was, okay.
My God, I haven't heard that in so long.
James, I'm crediting you in this episode as Poutine Daddy, so
I'm the Poutine Daddy.
That's my poop show, Poutine Daddy.
What was your choice again, Nick?
Oh, it was Splash Mountain.
All right. James, what is your choice?
My number two.
What was your choice? Let's talk about James being Poutine Daddy for 20 minutes.
My favorite ride. Okay. All right. My number.
You know what's funny is for the listeners, we can't see each other. We're not on video, so James is laughing. He's not looking at any of our faces laughing.
He's just sitting in the room by himself, cracking up.
In front of a microphone with two glasses of milk, just chugging away and giggling away.
Hold that thought. Good milk.
Oh,
oh
God.
Edit all of James out, please.
This episode's just getting an explicit rating for that alone.
Warning, violent slurp.
So my number two pick for favorite Disney rides is in Galaxy's Edge, Smuggler's Run.
That's the same ride as the other one.
That's not true. It's a simulation, but you kind of have control over the outcome.
Yay.
So like if you have good pilots, it could be a smooth ride, but if you have a child whose dad is just filming everything, you're just going to crash into stuff. It's going to be super bumpy.
You know, I actually do want to ride that one. I have heard that at the end, it affects like your stay around the park. Like,
oh, yeah.
They'll be like, oh, you crashed the Falcon.
Yeah. If you there's some sort of game you can play. There's like a Disney Parks app. And like you can scan how you do on the ride, and if you interact with like cast members and stormtroopers, they're gonna be like, oh, you did a great job on that mission, or like, oh, you sucked, you're terrible.
I don't think they'll flat out say that to you though. I don't.
No, they don't. But
this is edgy Disney where we tell you you're terrible. pay hundreds of dollars to be belittled by a man in a stormtrooper outfit
to get thrown out of the park.
Yeah.
They're just like, yeah, you suck at flying. Get out of our park.
These are real lightsabers. We're going to chop your hands off now.
I really am excited to see it because I haven't seen Toy Story Land. I haven't seen Galaxy's Edge. I haven't seen Mickey and Minnie Runaway, whatever.
Neither have I. I haven't seen any of that. So, James, if your final ride is what I think it is, I'm just going to mute my – I'm going to not listen for a while. Because I don't want to know any spoilers for the
I won't let them spoil it because I haven't wrote it either. I know what it is, but we'll move on to mine.
Oh, do you?
I have a feeling I know what it is, yeah.
The People Mover.
I guess we'll have to find out soon enough.
Oh, mine is the People Mover. That's number two. Where else can you see the entirety of Tomorrowland besides walking around?
That's a fair point, Brad.
If you go to Tomorrowland and you don't go on the People Mover, did you really go to Tomorrowland?
You know, I'm totally on board with both of your picks, Brad. James, you're like one and a half. You're like a half for two.
I'll take it. I'll take anything I can get.
Because both of your rides have just been, I really like sitting in enclosed chambers with strangers while it shakes. Do you really enjoy bus rides too? Because it's the same thing. If you watch a YouTube video on a bus ride, you're gonna get the same effects.
Oh yeah, that's my number one pick.
The bus system.
the Walt Disney World transportation system.
God, I hope that's not actually your top pick.
No, it's not. But it could be an honorable mention.
If you guys ever do a transportation episode, I would love to come on and talk about the monorails for a little bit.
Oh, that would be cool.
I love monorails.
I do too. I got my monorail license when I was 5, so that means I can drive the monorails.
I worked That's at awesome. The Contemporary, so I used to see a monorail every day at work. My favorite was sometimes, depending on which monorail it was, there were some that would stop for longer than others, and the people inside, you know, they were either just tired or they were looking at fun, and I would, you know, when you're working cash register, which I think they've updated the way that my restaurant worked, but anyway, I would just do like the YMCA or the Macarena or, you know, walk like an Egyptian and see who I could get to dance along. It was really fun. There are some stories that from less than excited people, but that was one of my highlights of my day, was just interacting with people from afar and being like, let's have a dance off. There was one kid who just started break dancing, like really good. Like he did that thing where you put your hands behind your back and like moved it, and, like put his elbow or his shoulders out of his socket. Like I can't do that, but I'll do the put your fingers in front of your eyes and move them around thing from Pulp Fiction.
Did they like play music for you?
No. I mean, there was music that played on a loop from Chef Mickey's. So, like, I would be doing the YMCA while Pineapple Princess was playing. Or, like, wow. I Die, which was a lot of... That was my favorite song, but, I mean, there weren't, like, you know, working at Disney, I'm sure you guys know, you get used to hearing really the same set number of songs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Happily Ever After, every night I heard it, which was great. But you know when certain things are coming.
I've never seen that fireworks show.
Oh, it's so good. I saw it for my first time near the end of my time there. And it was only like staff in the park because someone rented out the park for the night.
Oh, cool.
So we get to watch it with like 50 people.
That's awesome. I remember we were going to go watch it. And then we went to the pool beforehand. And I snapped my ankle and foot and had to spend the night in the ER instead. That's why you don't laugh and jump when your friend gets pushed in the pool. It was one of those things where I was laughing so much I did a little crow hop and it just snapped.
And we 100% were not drinking at the time, Disney. I promise you.
I was not drinking. I was the only one who was sober. If I would have been drinking, I probably wouldn't. I probably would have been so zoned out that I wouldn't have broken myself. But I was like, I remember I had a drink and then my sister called me and she's like, oh, you better be careful. I went, yeah, you're right. And then about an hour passed and I hadn't had anything and I was, you know, good. And I was like, and Brandon, I think, goes, you want another drink? I'm like, no, I don't want to drink any at all because I don't want to drown. I thought I was going to drown if I drank and swam. I don't know why, but then I snapped my foot and then no one could drive me. I'm like, well, I'm the sober one, but I can't drive myself because I can't stand up. So
where were you, James, at that time?
I was there. I think I went back to the apartment to grab like some towels for Nick.
Yeah. Oh, you were actually there?
Yeah, yeah. I was with, I think it was me and Brandon that went.
Were you grabbing more couch cushions?
We're not telling that story.
No, yeah, we won't go into that one.
He needed to elevate his leg. We needed couch cushions.
No, I'm not touching the couch cushions. And for those of you at home, it had nothing to do with me. I was just adjacent to the situation. It's all James and it's gross.
Yeah. I kind of mentioned it. I think it was 2 weeks ago. They were showing a tour and I'm like, oh, look, James, couch cushions. You're going to take those into your room too? No James, explanation.
Well, now people have been able to piece it together. James, would you like us to tell a story or leave some shroud of mystery?
Let's leave mystery for the season. Maybe we'll reveal it at the end.
I'll never forget, though, texting you guys and be like, what is going on? And then seeing James walk out of your room with the biggest smile on his face, carrying the cushion and putting it on the love seat. And I just went, what? What were you doing in there? And James just shrugged and went back. And then later on, he's like, I used it. I was like, why?
I also walked in and saw the couch cushion. Continued to get my stuff and walked back out because someone just locked the door.
Millions of people have done. No one's used a couch cushion that I like. Most people don't need that. I don't know what the need was.
All right. Does anybody have any honorable mentions before we get to number one?
The Walt Disney World transportation system.
What's yours, Nick?
Flight of Passage is one. I'm going to do an honorable mention at each park because I originally made my top three at each park before you said no, top three overall. Flight of Passage, good ride, super long line, and the pre-show is a little annoying, but it's a heck of a ride. It was one of the first rides that I've ever ridden it and just went, wow, because it's nuts. Test Track is just a ton of fun. And Big Thunder Mountain, pretty tame as far as roller coasters go, but gosh, if it's not a fun ride.
My honorable mention is basically the same as yours. I had Test Track essentially just because the reason it didn't make my list is because of the changes that they made to it.
Mm-hmm.
I used to love when you turn that corner and there's like the bullseye on the wall. And when it made it seem like you were an actual crash dummy.
You don't like Tron? The Tron layover?
It's so weird. And the same with like Pirates. Like that's like a staple Disney ride to me. But I didn't like when they added like all the Davy Jones stuff and Jack Sparrow.
Well, do you know what that ride almost was?
I don't.
It was almost a ride called the Western River Expedition.
Oh.
Which was going to have like a mine cart roller coaster and then essentially the same setup as Pirates, but instead of Pirates, it was going to be like going through like Western back time. 100% would not have been politically correct.
No.
So probably would have had a ton of changes. Huh. That like people would be like, well, I don't think it's right that they're getting rid of the original vision, but like it would have had to happen. But it was going to be interesting. Apparently, it's going to be like really grand in scale, and some of the animatronics now wound up on the land in Epcot.
Huh, that would have been really cool.
Yeah, I will say Tower of Terror. That's a fun ride. I know that you guys might not like it, and also I know Connor does not like it, but it's fun to me.
Yeah, I've never been on that one. I might, if I ever go to Disneyland, I might do the Guardians version, but
it's just not fun. I feel safer on those because my feet aren't exposed. Like they're on a ground, even if the ground is falling. So I feel less scared.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm trying to think if I have any more honorable. I like the green version of Mission Space. Honestly, every ride except for the ones I haven't been on, I enjoy going on while I'm there. Like Dinosaur, I like all of that.
You like Mission Space?
I like the green version. I don't love it. It's not like if I don't go on it, I'm good. But like, oh, Frozen Ever After, definitely too.
Space Mountain's fun.
Yeah, essentially, for people listening, every ride is pretty good. So,
and they got rid of the bad ones. There was. I will be on record as saying that I do not like Dinoland USA in Animal Kingdom. Dinosaur as a ride is fine, but like the Triceratops Spin and the Primeval World were just cheap carnival rides, and I'm glad that they got rid of them.
Yeah. We went on that twice in a row, and it was rough. You don't feel safe.
James, do you have any honorable mentions other than the transit system?
I'd have to go with the Haunted Mansion.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
It's just so iconic, you know?
Yeah, it really is. Wow, our list is... People are going to be pissed.
We're going to get some Disney, hardcore Disney fans in here. And it's like, well, actually, this ride is one of the best.
It's so subjective, though. I mean, like, you two probably don't like the same kind of stuff. I mean... Brad has already said he doesn't really like sitting in a box and being shaken the way James does. I like a little bit more exciting than you guys do. So like our best is so subjective, but this is the Disney College Podcast best of.
It's the definitive list though.
Yes. I mean, exactly. So haters back off.
All right. So first we will have James state what his is because I can only imagine.
All right, here we go. Number one time. This is probably one of the most like thrilling rides that is at any Disney park. So my number one pick is Space Rangers Spin in Magic Kingdom.
I actually enjoy that one.
I was not expecting you to say that.
Yeah, I was expecting it to be. I honestly was expecting it to be the Star Wars ride that we were talking about a little while ago.
So funny enough, I was going to put that on my list, but I had originally decided that the Space Ranger Spin was going to be my number one, and then I was trying to think of the other two. I was like, well, Star Tours and Space Ranger Spin, and I just decided to go with Smuggler's Run for number two, just because it's more interactive than the other one. I'm not going to give any spoilers on it.
Wow, I'm actually impressed to the point that I'm just going to move on to Nick. Nick, what's your number one?
My number one, I'm going to see if you guys can... No, I'm not going to make you guess. It's the Haunted Mansion.
Oh,
To me, that ride is, it just, yeah, it doesn't have maybe the thrilling elements that other rides do, but that ride has so many memorable moments. I mean, we've all been on the ride, and when you're in the room and move to the dead center and the people that are annoying that, you know, repeat the spiel exactly, which if you're one of those people, it, congratulations, you can memorize something or you've been on it enough. That's incredible. Don't do that because it's somebody's first time or they want to enjoy the ride, not hear you. They want to hear Paul Frees's voice. But like, it combines the spooky with the funny, with wonderful animatronics, and just like, I think that that ride is the best use of the Omnimover system. For those who don't know, Omnimover is where like they continually moves and you walk into the Doom Buggies. I think that's the best use of it. I think some of the optical illusions are wonderful, and like, and it's just the song is iconic. I think that that along with A Pirate's Life for me are like two of the most iconic Disney songs. And there's just, it's just not, there's nothing where you go, oh, that's bad. Like the exterior is wonderful. The line is fun. The headstones are fun. The ride is a ton of fun. It may not have any, you know, dips and drops, and it's not real fast. Some people who are used to roller coasters may not like it, but I mean, there's not a ride that I think tops it at Disney World.
Yeah, I feel like that ride, like the tone and everything, perfectly describes what Disney World is. Like, I feel like that actually is like the definitive Disney ride, which is going to make it much worse when I say what mine is.
What is yours?
It is the most iconic ride in all of Disney World. The definitive ride is Journey into Imagination with Figment.
Oh.
Oh.
The greatest ride in all of Disney, because one, there's never a line ever. I don't know what that says about it, but there's never a line. And because there's never a line, one time me and a friend rode it 8 times in a row. And oh man, you would think it would get annoying real quick, and it did, but it was great. And that song.
It's such a great song.
Oh yeah. Those are our top picks for Disney rides.
All right, now give me your one. If you had to pick one ride, that's your worst ride.
It's tough to be a bug in Animal Kingdom. It's the worst thing I've ever. Mainly because as a kid I was terrified of bugs. So now, like, obviously, every time I go on it, I'm just like, the little kid in me is just like, you're afraid of this ride.
Now they're your size.
Yeah. But I will say, the last time we went on it, my dad dragged me on it when he came down to visit. And the wind is so like strong in that room that it blew his hat across the stadium. So
I remember that. Oh, that was intense.
Like, why would I want to go on a ride that like they pretend to sting you in the middle of the ride?
And they fart on you.
Well, Figment does that too. So you take that back.
Would you rather be farted on Figment, though, or farted on by bugs?
Figment would at least laugh. Kevin Spacey's the other one, so.
Oh.
Well, no, it's a Kevin Spacey sound-alike. I don't think that's the real Kevin Spacey.
It's not? Oh.
I don't think. I'm going to look this up.
Yeah, I think it might be.
Well, that's very problematic that they haven't removed it yet.
Yeah, they should just get rid of half this ride. Put something worthy inside the, like, did they really build the stupid tree? The tree's nice, but did they really build the tree just so they can put a terrible ride in it?
It's Andrew Stanton, who is the director of, he co-wrote and co-directed A Bug's Life, Finding Nemo, Finding Dory, WALL-E, and the John Carter films.
Oh, I'd let him fart on me. Oh, you know what? You know what I completely forgot to put in my honorable mentions? It probably should have replaced People Mover. If we're counting shows, Muppet Vision.
Well, that's a great choice. I also think that we should have a sequel to this called The Three Best Shows at Disney World. I'll come back if you'll have me, because I have some good thoughts about that. I have one that is, it will never not be number one for me, and I'm going to save it. But also, the cast of It's Tough to Be a Bug is Dave Foley, who I believe was the original voice of Flick, Andrew Stanton, Cheech Marin, French Stewart, who Brad will know as from Inspector Gadget 2.
The Inspector Gadget that didn't murder someone with his car.
Tom Kenny, the voice of SpongeBob. And Jason Alexander of Seinfeld fame.
Well.
For a second, I thought you were going to say Jason LD, and I was going to be like, what?
So, Nick, What is your most overrated slash hated ride?
So I have, I was going to say, originally going to say Mission Space, but I don't know if that's necessarily loved. So this one's controversial. I think that the Little Mermaid is overrated.
Oh, the new one?
The one where you get in the seashells and you just watch the plot of Little Mermaid go through. And it's just, nothing about that ride really, I don't enjoy it. Like, there's nothing where I'm like, whoa, or cool. Like, it's just like, okay, I remember this movie, and then it's over.
Yeah, I agree with that. They were doing that for a little while, too, with, like, a bunch of, like, they had just built another one that was very similar, where it's just kind of like a ride-through of the movie.
And Finding I was like, Nemo? I like,
yeah, maybe.
It's very similar. You just get in clamshells and, but I like that one at least because there's, you see real fish and there's a fun song and they have like weird sounding Marlin. They have doubles for Marlin and Dory. So it's like Nemo.
Oh,
Nemo, I've been a bad father.
Oh, Monsters. We won't go too much into this because it's a show, but the Monsters Laugh floor. The Charlie Day voice is horrendous.
I'd do it, but it would definitely blow out people's speakers. It's just, hey, welcome to the Monsters Inc., guys! All right!
That sounds, that's identical.
It's so spot on.
Ah, I'm Charlie Day! All you gotta do to be Charlie Day is not talk right! It's a good impression, but it's like, that's not him at all, because he doesn't ever talk like a normal person. At least Charlie Day would like, he gets excited like that and like gets to the point where he blows out his vocal cords, but he talks normally too.
So James, you know what I'm going to ask you, right, James?
Oh, I know what's coming. And I got to say, so I was going to go with It's a Small World because that song is like nails on a chalkboard. But for my pick, I had to go with, oh man, I forget the name of it. It's the water ride at Epcot by the land.
Oh, the
Living with the Land?
Living with the Land, that's it.
The plant ride?
Yeah. Cause it's like the first part's interesting. You like go through this forest and it's like super like chill and whatnot. And then after that, it's just like 15 minutes of Disney like stroking their
finish that thought.
Yeah, you're allowed to finish it. I can put explicit marks on this show.
I would like to hear what you're going to say, James.
Yeah, finish it.
I don't know where you're going with this. Stroking their what?
Stroking their ego about how green they are.
That's not where I thought that was going to go.
I was thinking of something else, but I was like, wait. Probably should go with the PG-13 version.
I didn't think that was PG-13. I think that's G.
Yeah, that was... That was really disappointing.
I guess that makes us the G College podcast.
James, James, just tell them all about toga tips.
That was the funniest joke you said all podcast, James.
Oh, thanks. So I have a YouTube channel that's called Toga Tips, where I talk about all things Pokemon games. You can go ahead and follow me on, I'm on YouTube, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Twitter. So come check me out. If you want to know some of the latest Pokemon and Pokemon news and stuff.
The other thing about that now is I now have a way to put links in the show description. So if you go to our show description of this episode that you're listening to right now and you scroll down that and there is something that says link to Toga Tips, guess what? It's a link to Toga Tips. So you can do that, and you can also follow us online at instagram.com/dcollegepod, and all the other ones are kind of irrelevant because I don't really post on them. Nick, do you have anything that you would like to plug?
Not really. I don't have a podcast. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at the chairman, CHER_MAN, like Nick Cherry, man. Anyway, so like I don't tweet, but you can DM me and we'll talk about Disney, I guess. I don't know how Twitter works. I would also like to say, if you like college football, listen to the Blue Bloods College Football podcast. They're really good. Also listen to No Highway Option podcast. Those are, I've been a guest on both of those, both good friends of the show. Listen to this podcast, but if you got to this point, you have and are, so good job. But yeah, just listen to those and give them a listen. They're funny and very different podcasts, but both really good.
Yeah, and maybe I'll throw ads for those at the very end. So take a listen for those. Although, if you do follow us on Instagram, we post about No Highway Option, like more than we post about ourselves. So you can just, you know, wait for a post and we'll post it. So thank you, everyone, for listening. Thanks, Nick, for being on.
Thanks for having me. It was a fun time. I hope to be on again soon.
Oh, yeah. We'll have the sequel. Well, now you're part of two series on our channel.
Oh,
so
cool.
So, James, to end the show, come up with a slogan to send everybody on their way.
A slogan, huh?
Yeah, something to have the people like motivate them until next week.
Oh God, you're having me do this?
Yep. We've never done this before, just so everyone knows. It's just to make James uncomfortable.
The Disney College Podcast, where magic gets real. And I totally didn't rip that off from Disneyland Paris.
That wasn't even like a motivational statement.
That was just a pitch for your own podcast.
Yeah, no, we want a motivational statement.
So until next time, guys, get goofy with us.
What does that mean?
Hey, D College Podcast listeners, there's probably a chance that if you're listening to this podcast, then you must be a fan of Disney movies, right? Well, what if I told you that there was a podcast out there that compared every movie in existence, depending on how many episodes we get, to one Disney movie in particular? And what movie is that?
One of the best movies ever made. Vin Diesel's 2005 seminal masterpiece, The Pacifier.
That's right. On No Highway Option, a new podcast available on all podcasting providers, I'm Connor. I'm one of the hosts. The guy who talked is Luke, the other one of the hosts. And we...
I'm the guy who talks.
Yes. We compare movies that our guests give us to The Pacifier and figure out which one is better and which one is worse. And it's a really fun time. We've already discussed a few Disney movies. We've discussed a few incredible pieces of cinema. We've discussed a couple of things of trash. When you're done listening to this D College Podcast episode, why not come on over and check us out on any podcasting platform you can think of? And to get this back on track to the Disney College program, Luke, what's your favorite Disney ride?
That's a toughie. I'm gonna still stand by Mission Space.
You are a garbage human being. My favorite is the Grand Fiesta Tour starring the three caballeros.
I think you're a garbage spaceman or whatever you said.
Remember that's No Highway Option on your podcasting provider of choice. Or you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter for updates at No Highway Pod. Enjoy the rest of the D College Pod.
And Mission Space.
No one likes Mission Space.